Everybody's done it. I think everybody's considered it. Yeah. I just couldn't quite MacGyver it. Phil hit me with one. So we're at dinner, and somebody was like, "Oh, my skin's all dry." I was like, "Oh, I have some cocoa butter in my room." And Phil was instantly like, and I was like, "What, dude? What?" I shouldn't have said what. This is a dinner. Like, this is like Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, man.
And Phil was like, because I said I had lotion in my room. And I was so close to being like, I don't use lotion.
Oh, you almost offended
me.
It was a trap.
And then you don't want to say that. You can't be at the dinner table and be like, I don't use lotion.
You don't use lotion?
If at hotel, I use lotion sometimes.
True, only on the road.
I don't either. I'm a dry
hotel's
guy.
Nice. Yeah, I'm a dry man myself.
Same. Although I will say in the shower, if you're jerking off
shower,
in the shower,
you can't use dry
you
shower.
Imagine you're getting a hand job, and then you imagine you're getting head. You switch and let the water warm you up, and it's like pretty close, dude. I got a hell of an imagination.
You got such a nice imagination.
Yeah, that's a move, man. You're jerking off. Oh, I used to have a fantasy in the shower where I was just getting hand jobs.
You're creative.
Just getting. I mean, definitely.
You're a creative.
Sure. I mean, yeah, 100%. I would just get hand jobs all the time.
Is this detrimental to psych and all? Like your psychiatrist, your therapist going on here. You listen to your
fucking
therapist.
Shampoo
be like,
bottles.
Yeah, I used to fucking lube my hands up with Vaz and
not
fuck
all,
a wall.
Dude. Not at all.
And then you sit down and discuss problems. Would you say this?
The whole thing is totally.
Total openness.
Without pretense. Yeah, total openness.
That's awesome.
Totally without pretense, dude.
Go to
without the rigidness.
Go to
psychnot. Yeah, without the rigidness
check
of.
Check out psychnot.com.
Yeah, check out the website, dude. PSYCH.
Shower slugs are kind of disgusting, though.
Yeah, I never go away. Yeah. Kevin put me on to the shower slugs.
Yes.
When he was like, you know, it like adds up and builds. And he showed me one of my slugs, and I was like, oh.
Out on the farm.
It was before you were even born, bro.
I was around when Sharky was around.
No, you weren't.
Sure was.
Yeah, I was. I was around.
Did you ever talk about the time Billy assaulted our one dog as a young child?
What?
No.
Did I? Who?
You don't remember this?
What dog?
Cujo.
What'd I do?
You hit her in the ribs with a baseball bat. You were really, really little. You were a toddler.
Yeah.
Little guy.
Trouble.
This is back when you were obsessed with Godzilla.
Yes.
I remember you were like, you came in, dropped a bat, and I was like, it was metal too. And I was like, oh, fuck. Came out and saw my dog just laying in a puddle of piss.
Oh my god.
I was like, what the fuck did you do? You're like, I hit her, and I was like, jeez, you were so little. You were like, did no idea what
I
the fuck
I did it to
doing.
Our Uncle Jack's van, too.
That's the thing. He was on a fucking vigilante spree.
I was on a rampage. I Benoit the fuck out when I was like six.
He broke my uncle's taillight. Just walked around the bat and was like,
watched too much wrestling.
Came back from it and fucking hit our dog in the ribs, dude. I think it was like the coup de grace for
that's
the dog.
That's so sad.
He didn't know what he was
doing.
That's
fucked up, dude.
I was just a young goat.
He was a youngster, and he was watching a lot. He was watching a lot of Godzilla.
A lot of sickos, dude.
That shit doesn't matter. Like, it's not like it happened out of nowhere.
He was, dude.
Hold on. I know we've moved past it, but I need to hear your side of when you got on Facebook and saw your
oh, my God, dude.
The feeling, dude, I would.
Total dread. Total dread.
I would.
Facebook just came out, so I had like 3 pictures on there. So then all of a sudden, it's like, the thing is, it was.
You were the first influencer.
It was. Oh.
You were a thought. You were being a
I was Matt Watson, dude.
Yeah.
I was down there. My befores were going up there. And I think I caught it right before like anyone got their hands. Someone was trying. My roommate was trying to upload it and save it. But I pulled the picture off. And they're like, damn.
I told you, I put a picture of my dick on my
Snapchat
story.
How?
It was a mistake. I used to take pictures of my dick and color it, like, because you could draw on Snapchat and then send it to my friends as a goof. It's a fun goof, dude. Don't try to pretend like it's not hilarious. Okay. It's a very funny thing.
Maybe
but
you can do other things, too.
One time I took it, and
it was a prank.
It was right after I had not had Snapchat for a while. When I re-downloaded it, I pressed what I thought was the coloring utensil to bring up the tools.
Yeah.
Just sent it straight to my story without coloring on it at all.
Soft?
Soft teeniest, dude. Just a picture of like a bushel of tubes and like a saltiness. And it was my story on Snapchat.
Just a pure Saint Benedict.
For like
dude.
5 minutes. And then I got a phone call from Gabe, my friend Anthony. So Anthony Gabriel, what up, boy? He's a lawyer now. He called and was like, what are you doing? And right when he called, I was like, oh my God.
My bird.
Because I didn't know where the bird picture went.
Everywhere.
I had no idea that it just. I thought I'd hit delete. I thought I hit access accidentally because once you press add to story, it just went.
Have you ever thought about doing butthole art? taking a pic of your butt. People would look at
that'd
that.
That'd be very funny.
While,
people would
dude,
be confused as to what that
as
was.
What that was.
I was good at the dick pic. Like, the dick, you couldn't really see it was a dick. You had to, like, look like you'd see pubes or something. But, like, I would draw, like, a full football player's uniform on it and then just have the helmet be the tip of my... Like, I took a lot of time with it.
Yeah. So how'd you upload the raw file?
It just happened.
It just accidentally... Yeah. Like, I accidentally hit it. And again, it wasn't even a hard dong. This was a flaccid penis sent
this is
to
bench,
my store.
The bench rider.
This was...
Oh, fuck.
So But I don't think... I think I might rather have that than...
Hard?
A hard dong?
A before catalog on Facebook.
I mean, I would do it today. Just fucking...
Now it would be funny. But I mean, if you were serious doing it...
Not funny about that, dude.
You do look jacked right now. You've been getting jacked.
I'm shredded. Nice. I'm shredding right now. I'm trying to get down to like 175, shred up and build up from there. But it takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah.
Day after.
So you took before and after bodybuilding pictures.
Yeah, dude. My mom thought I was on steroids, dude. I was fucking yoked.
No, you weren't.
I was fucking yoked, dude.
You were just real emotional.
What? You kidding me, dude?
Are you kidding me? You were having spaz attacks.
When did I have a spaz attack?
When mom thought you were on steroids. It was anytime I have protein powder anywhere near me, she's like, that made Matt weird.
Are you talking about the time I cried when I overdrafted my credit card, dude? I tell you about when I ran away from home at like 21.
Why?
I overdrafted my credit card. The first time I had a credit card, it was actually when I came back from Brazil, which, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. But,
that's the Patreon. Go
overdraft
ahead,
my credit card very hard. Very hard. Just, you know, just charitable stuff down in Brasilia. And
he gave back.
I went hard on the card, overdrafted it. And then, like, I was like, my dad's like, dude, there's like 18% interest. Like, you're kind of you're screwed, dude. And I was like, and I was overwhelmed, dude. And I just fucking cried. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm crying in front of my dad. I'm like 21 or 20, however old I was. And I was like, and I just ran away and just sat across the street. And like Darlington was like a music academy and just fucking cried.
Oh, fuck. You're emotional.
I tried so hard, dude.
And then they were like, he's probably on steroids.
But that wasn't. That was the thing. Yeah. I mean, obviously, did I
you're
take.
You're just jacked.
Did I take emotional? Animal M-Stack? Yeah. Did I know it was banned? No. So it's like, you know.
So wait, I do want to. We need to. So your family, your mom thought you were on steroids.
Yeah, and I don't blame her because I was fucking. I was.
You were yoked,
dude. I was like,
I can't buy protein powder.
How much?
225.
Yeah, I was like 240 all muscle, dude. I was like 200.
Yeah, it's like been there, done that.
Fucking dude, crazy dude.
Look, I've been jacked. It's not great, so I stopped doing it. I see what you're doing. You like it. You like working out. I've done it. Been there. Done.
I mean,
that.
Bill, what's your goal weight?
I don't have a goal weight.
What's your goal? Like, what's your goal in
I
terms of body composition?
I want to get 315 10 times on bench.
So you just have performance metrics.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I'm
what was your goal with the befores?
I don't know, honestly. I just wanted to get ripped.
And so you took before pictures. You and your friend took
the afters never happened.
Them flexing in your underwear. You took pictures like that.
Yeah,
hilarious. Yeah. And then Spud got his hands on.
So I think I. How did that happen, Bill?
Young Bannon.
Young Bannon. Spud Bannon, dude.
Yeah, Spud K. Bannon got the pics. And Spud
where
and Tom.
Where did you get the pics, I'm saying?
On a digital camera.
Right, that's
so
where
Spud
it was.
And Tom had no idea how Facebook worked. We're not even going to get into Spud's Facebook dealings, so you know, it's weird.
You just did, but don't.
No, but fucking Spud got a hold of the pictures and put it up on Matt's Facebook, thinking it was just funny, not knowing that everyone can now see that. So then... Matt got it on Spud's thing. But the funny part is, Spud got karma for that because Bert got Spud.
What do you do?
He pretended to be a girl. Spade had a huge crush on at a coffee shop.
Oh, my God.
Texted him for like a week trying to hang out. And Spud's going into this coffee shop thinking he talked to
Bert. Oh, catfished him?
Bodie Babe.
What?
Yes. He catfished him overnight. Or not overnight.
And then Bert got some karma for that.
Bert got the biggest karma. That's what I'm saying. Don't fuck with Spade. He will get you with the most karma.
What happened to Bert? What karma did he have in him? I mean,
went to fucking jail.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought the Spud
wasn't like
a
fun trick.
No, Spud just took the L on that. Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
That's what. It's that are large, but XL sleeves. Swear to God.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me see that. Let me see that.
Have you been bulking?
That's not bad, dude.
That's not bad.
Definition.
All natural?
I mean, obviously.
I just woke up.
Are you talking about building your body a little?
Yeah. Summer 2021.
Are you going to get shredded?
Me.
You going to get shredded? Are you going to dry out or what?
I'm going to dry out the whole nine. Me and Shane.
Yeah.
You guys going to dry out?
Yeah.
I'm drying out right now.
Shane's going to get on the Peloton.
I'm going to get jacked.
Big dude, I'm telling legs. You, it's the only move. It's the only thing that makes sense anymore to get as ripped and jacked as
possible. Summer 21 is mine, actually. I regret to inform you. 21 has become mine.
You can share it.
I'll give you a taste, but Summer 21.
I mean, a few weeks back, I already claimed that Summer
21. I remember you claimed mine. Summer. I regret to inform you, Summer 2021 is mine.
Yeah. I texted Spade this morning at about 5 o'clock.
It's my favorite thing to do is steal somebody's bid on the air before they get to say it.
Yeah, Texas paid this morning. The pump is nonfiction.
We talk, but you go. So you go to a Patriot gym.
Oh yeah, no yeah. mask. Oh, yeah.
How'd you find this?
Huh?
How'd you find this thing?
Hey man, we find each other.
You went down there and just saw.
I was driving a truck in the morning, and the windows are tinted during the day, so the lights were on. And when I was driving by, I saw inside that.
You found some light.
What'd you see in there?
No mask.
Saw guys with no masks working out.
You saw guys.
Didn't see a guy. It was actually a girl working out.
Saw guys nice working track. Out.
You guys want
to
do this?
I'm not trying to see your gay. I don't want war at all. I'm saying you saw dudes working out.
You saw men working out. You pulled it. You said, you slammed on the brakes.
You hit those. That's what those trucks are for. Those Jake brakes.
And then you fucking pulled in.
This is funny. Happy time.
You saw some
tanks. I come from a long line of bodybuilders.
Matt?
No. Didn't Spade do something to you once?
What do you mean?
Your
put my picture, my before and afters, dude. What's
what
wrong?
What happened?
What's wrong before and afters?
What did he do? What happened, though?
I took before and afters, dude. He got his hands on my befores, dude. I never
Why
took
would
the
you
afters.
Ever take befores?
To track my gains, dude. Well, I was bulking. I was going to cut down. So these before and afters are going to be sick, dude.
So you had befores.
But this
befores.
Was personal?
And it wasn't just befores, but I was like... Dude.
How old were you?
I was in college. I was like 20, 23. Fucking in my underwear rolled up.
So why were you doing this?
Oh my god!
What? Why were you doing it though?
To measure my gains, dude.
Just for yourself?
No, I was doing it with Wes. I was doing it with Wes, and he was like, "We have to measure." And I was like, "Yeah, dude, obviously, we got to see what we're getting." I mean, I don't know why you're bringing sexuality in this.
You guys, oh, you pull over and see the guys there. I'm not being spayed. Here is what happened. Bodybuilding pictures together.
How are these levels looking in there?
It's really spiking. We're gonna have to delete this. We're gonna have to check these.
No, this is fine. No, please, I think it's fine. Mayor, how's the levels looking? Get off the goddamn Candy
He's
Crush.
He's on the phone. Are you playing Candy Crush right now? Is that what's happening?
No. What are you doing? What are you doing over there?
Yeah. I was crushing candy.
I'm looking at how to make ground orange chicken.
Jesus.
That seems like it could definitely
Christ.
Wait.
Christ. What?
That seems like it could wait.
Yeah. For-
Yeah, that's it. That's comedy now. I can't think of new jokes. All I can think of is...
Memes.
Isn't it funny when the cat's driving a car?
Yeah.
Isn't
explaining
it funny?
Memes is good. That what we were.
I did. I did explain a YouTube video at the beginning of the special.
The one kid did it when we were watching the stand-up.
What?
Remember the one kid just like explained a meme when we were watching Philly's Funniest.
Yes.
That was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, literally happened. Just explained a meme for 5 minutes.
Hilarious.
That's also a thing that sucks is everybody's making jokes.
Yeah.
There's a meme about every single fucking joke.
Yeah. True.
Somebody's made a meme.
Dude, they did. You know how they're doing like the little kids doing stand-up?
Yeah.
Now they're doing a little kid who's doing podcasting, and it makes me never want to do podcasts again.
That's got to be nice, actually.
Little kid,
that's
the
thing
you got
to understand about that.
Financial advice. He's like, you don't want to be trapped in a 9-to-5 life.
Yeah.
It's like, what's this little bro yapping about?
Yeah, also, yeah, I don't think he's ever, is he allowed to work?
No.
I don't think he can even work a 9-to-5.
No, he cannot.
Look, part-time summer jobs are not the way to go.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you can talk
it's
about.
It's like Baby Gronk.
Baby Gronk is going to LSU.
It is
you know
though.
About Baby Gronk?
Who?
Baby Gronk?
Was that his son or something?
No, it's not his son. It's just some fucking like kind of Hispanic kid whose dad is like
his
making him say shit.
Making him pretend to say shit about being good at football. And
yeah.
Just
a large kid.
They're calling him Baby Gronk?
His dad calls him Baby Gronk.
I think he looks like shit, dude. If I was his age, I would have pancaked that fucking kid.
You think so?
And then I would have rizzed up.
I was like 4'10 in fucking third grade.
I would have
Oh, he's that little?
Libby.
Oh, he's like, he was, yeah. He's pretty big. I think he'd give you the
That's
business.
That's nice, though, to make your kid like Baby go Gronk viral early Libby on.
Dude. Baby Gronk would get pancaked by Shane Gillis. Shane Gillis, Riz, Lizzie, Libby, Dune.
Yeah. That's why I know I'm on the wrong path. If I start looking up shit and it's just an Indian automated voice explaining it, I'm like, ah, fuck.
Ah, dude, I give those videos a chance, too.
The new BlackBerry keynote is coming out next August.
You have a very good Indian accent.
Yeah, holy fucking Dr.
That's
Boobs.
You're bothering those
you
guys.
You fight those
Hello,
guys.
Hello, dear friends. It's Dr. Boobs.
Whatever happened to Dr. Boobs?
Dude, they kicked him off fucking, what the hell was he on? Anchor. They wouldn't pay him any fucking money.
Really?
Anchor doesn't pay me money.
Dude, how about that guy
Dr.
you
Boobs,
know that's getting
please.
Kicked off?
Billy follows Pop Squads.
Holy
guys
fuck.
That bust
oh,
pedophiles.
I'd say the one.
Yes,
he's getting the one guy's getting the platform. He's like slapping pedophiles in the face. And
shit, the top four.
Yeah, but that like they put some like chick in
what
the top
Mayer?
Four. John Mayer's good.
Mayer's there.
John Mayer, you used to love John Mayer.
You used to
he's
love
good.
Mayer.
He's good. He's a fucking good guitarist.
Yeah, he probably loved him.
I
you
think
love
he,
him.
I think he's. I respect his music.
Bill's yeah, body is a wonder.
He's dead. He does Dead and Company now. I think.
Yeah, he's a deadhead yeah, now.
Or he just quit.
Not my bag, honestly.
What, the Dead? Nah. What about Jerry? Jerry's top four.
He's not top four, dude.
Jerry's just had his 29.
The lead singer of the Warlocks, not into it.
Have any of you guys CIA. Found your way into becoming a deadhead?
I did a stint in like 8th and
he was a
grade.
Fish
yeah,
head,
I
bro.
Thought. I was like a fish head, 8th, 9th grade.
Okay.
But that was mostly because yeah, like we were like trying to figure out how to find weed, and we were like, we got to go to the fish show, so we like got into fish.
Yeah, I remember
that's such a funny age. It's clearly not playing sports.
Yeah.
Just going
so on
athletic.
It's an eighth grader and they lost their fucking minds. No fucking way, dude.
Because your brothers were in shambles.
I have a whole other memory of this.
He said double blowjob on my 10 inch cock.
Double beads and they both couldn't get
I
enough.
Believe Tom because Tom's like a good grown up. No,
and I've got a very
Tom,
strong memory.
He's done drugs, bro. You can't trust his brain.
Tom would have been like 25.
PA like that.
I don't think a PA like that. That's first fun. Of all, you've probably done more drugs than me.
Hell no.
If you add up the amount of nights you've drank.
No, dude, because I barely
Nick,
drink.
The amount of Nick you vaped.
You're going to count Nick now? Yeah, you're grasping at straws, bro.
It's a, vape, it's a drug.
You're grasping at fucking straws, bro.
I'm on a once a month drug schedule.
And yeah, I barely even drink.
No coffee.
All right, you win.
No Nick.
Matt, do you think Ye's doing nitrous or no?
Ye? Probably.
He's definitely
although
doing nitrous.
He did say... He said the Henny's what made him go wild about the Jews. You know that?
Are you serious?
He blamed it on H-Rock, yeah.
Did you order pizza?
Fucking relax.
You should go puff some nitrous. Jesus Christ. You should go puff some nitrous.
Fucking I'll order pizza. Calm down. It should take 20 minutes to get here.
Yeah, but dude, go puff some nitrous.
No, dude.
We got four tanks in here.
You used to be able to get go puff hookahs. That's how it started.
GoPuff was a hookah delivery?
You get hookahs and shit. And when I was at Temple, you get like hookahs and coals and shit like that.
You ever smoked hookah?
It's fucking atrocious.
It sucks.
I went when I was like 18 to Westchester to a hookah bar. It was so fucking bad.
It's like, it tastes like shit. It burns your throat.
I'm not a hookah guy.
Matt and Billy, I just sent you the most fiendish fucking meme of all time.
Oh, man.
It's devastating.
Oh, no.
Nah, don't send me this shit.
What is
it? Don't send me that shit. It's so devastating.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
Isn't that devastating?
That's terrible.
I can't look at that shit.
It hurts, dude.
It hurts so bad.
If you're in love, it hurts.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
P.S. She said, this is your pussy to him. And remember, at one point it slipped out and she put it back in.
Yeah. Fuck, you can't enjoy anything anymore.
You can't even have fun anymore. You can't even fall in love with girls because the goddamn internet.
I'll be on Twitter and something like that will pass by and I'm just like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, I saw a vicious tweet from this lady. She was one of those girls. You know how there's like girls that just tweet like horror tweets?
Yeah.
She tweeted one. She was like, when I'm on top of him bouncing, I shake my head to let him know I'm not happy because I'm not single. And it's just like, ugh.
Jesus fucking Christ.
She was like, I shake my head to let him know that it's not okay because I have a boyfriend.
What the fuck?
Just a lady tweeting like shit like that to bother stuff. The dudes. Yeah. So the fellas get worked up.
What the fuck you talking about?
Exactly. So don't fucking talk to her for them.
This is rage bait.
Yeah. All Twitter is like OnlyFans fucking ads and then like anti-Semitic memes.
Yeah, Twitter.
That's what
it's got. Gotta be honest. Yeah. When the liberals were policing it, it was a better place. Make those. So every dump you take.
Will you just shove it up your ass
every
real quick?
Dump you, take. You get to fucking watch it fly out,
bidet?
Dude. Yeah,
bidets
nice.
Are
if you wipe
shit.
Your ass with toilet paper, you're a fucking
you're a
freak.
Yeah. You know what I do is I turn the bidet on as soon as I sit down.
Right. You get a pre-wash.
I just let the water hit it, and dude, it comes out. You never
you
get
splash
to
your shit all over the place?
No. I sit down, I line up, I turn it on, and I shit into it. And like it makes everything spotless. And it kind of gives you a good tickle.
You might have a
dude, relax.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a scat man.
I'm open about it. I do.
That's fair.
It happened when I was young. I got imprinted at the age of 19.
What happened when you were young?
I got dunked.
What?
I got surprise finger dunked.
That should be fucking criminal, bro.
Born in the USA.
Born in, yeah, Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen, USA.
What year?
The author I went.
Fucking 1969.